Single-family home sales in Connecticut fell by 15.6% in July compared to July 2015, with a total of 3,203 homes sold, according to the latest report from the Warren Group, publisher of the Commercial Record. Hi, I'm Jeff Smith, here with Cassidy Murphy, editorial director of the Warren Group. Hey, Cassie.
Hi, Jeff.
How's everything going?
Pretty good.
Nice. Let's just get right into it. So the number of sales for single-family homes has hit its first negative year-over-year percentage in 2016. Could this be just one month occurrence, or has anything led you to believe things will shift back?
Well, it's very interesting because we have consistently seen the number of sales increase year over year by month all year long. It slowed quite a bit in June. So we were doing double digit jumps every month for all of 2016 until June, when it was only up by 4%. And then this year this month it's down by 15%, as you said. So certainly it looks like things may be cooling down a little bit. And the reasons for that are myriad and range a great deal across the scale. I think a lot of it is, you know, there were a lot of homes for sale, and because of that, prices were lower, and so people were able to buy more house for their money, and interest rates are really low, and there was a lot of inventory. So we may be beginning to see a slowdown of that. We may see sort of the best of the inventory has been bought up, and things are still lingering, but that torrid growth is slowing down. And it may also just be that last July was an incredibly, incredibly busy month. July of 2015 was a very, very, very high volume month. So July of 2016 is down compared to that, but still a very busy month.
Nice. And next up, the volume of single family home sales through July has reached 17,622 year to date. 2007 was the last time we saw sales reach this pace. Do you think the market can return to the stability it had before the market crash?
I think the market has a long way to go, and so does the state of Connecticut. There's a lot of lingering issues from the crash. There's a lot of inventory. There's a lot of issues that go into why this is the way it is, the foreclosure process, et cetera, the way that people either lost jobs and were hired back but have lost years of wages, or they kept their jobs but they had hiring freezes and wage stagnation. So, I mean, the state has quite a ways to come before it gets back to its pre-market conditions.
Nice. And lastly, condominium sales in Connecticut hit their second highest total this year and reached their highest median sale price in 2016. What contributing factors in the market could have led to this?
Couple of things. One is, of course, the supply and demand, and within that is geographical and generational shifts. So people are, I think, looking less for a giant house in the suburbs with a very long commute and more for more urban condo, smaller spaces that are closer to their jobs and closer to amenities. And I think that there's not as many of them as there could be. So we have a bit of a supply issue there. Sales are up and prices are up, and it's looking pretty good for condos.
Well, thank you, Cassie, and thanks everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information about the products and services that the Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.